This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Edward Snowden is the 29-year-old former CIA guy who says he was the one who leaked info on the government's widespread surveillance of electronic communications. He's currently in Hong Kong awaiting his fate. He says he blew the whistle as a matter of principle, saying the government granted itself power it is not entitled to. In a video interview with The Guardian, the paper that broke the story, Snowden says he was not motivated by money.
Anybody in the positions of access with the technical capabilities that I had could, you know, suck out secrets, pass them on the open market to Russia. You know, they always have an open door, as we do.
It's been a tough weekend for the current employer of the whistleblower. Defense contractor Booz Allen Hamilton hired him just this year. The company released a statement that it's shocked by the revelations. Brett Loggerato is a political reporter for Business Insider. Hello, Brett.
Hey, David, how are you?
Good. Give me a sense of how widely contractors are used in these secretive worlds of defense and intelligence.
Well, the government's outsourcing of intelligence operations to private contractors has kind of exploded in the post-9/11 world. And just to give you an example of Booz Allen alone, it has 24,500 employees, and half of which have top secret clearance.
One thing that Mr. Snowden's resume seems to illustrate is that contractors move around a bit. He's at CIA, he's at Dell Computer, then he's at Booz Allen Hamilton. Is that a problem?
Right. The Washington Post did a groundbreaking report in 2010, and they found that nearly 2,000 private companies are working on intelligence, counterterrorism, and homeland security operations for the government. And the NSA alone, just to give you an idea of the scope of this, has contracts with 250 companies.
Yeah, I looked. They tallied up the total number of people employed by this, what some people are calling intelligence industrial complex, and they got a number north of 800,000.
Yeah, and some of the claims that he made yesterday were pretty stunning, like him saying he had full access to the rosters of everyone working at the NSA and the entire intelligence community, and that he could pretty much wiretap anyone to a federal judge and even the president of the United States.
Is there any evidence that the private contractors are somehow a greater risk in terms of divulging secret information than perhaps their government, civilian or military counterparts?
I don't think so, but I think a discussion will be started on the size and scope of these operations and how the federal government outsources their work to some of these private contractors.
Brett Loggerato is a political reporter for Business Insider. Brett, thank you.
Thanks for having me on.